Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. This is Cassandra, Miss Sunshine McGee, your host today. I would like to thank all of you for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Thank you for listening to what we're going to do is a Monday inspirational segment. If you want to know more information about me, Cassandra Miss Sunshine McGee, please visit my website at www.mypower4living.com. That's www.mypower4living.com. Today's topic is operating in excellence. Do you want to excel, looking to expand, desire a better quality of life? Understanding and operating in excellence is a key to your success. What is excellence? Well, excellence is the state of excelling. It is the state of superiority or being good to a high degree. So may I submit to you, if you're looking at really defining what excellence is in the natural sense, excellence is, to me, love. I think about the scripture in 1 Corinthians, the last verse of chapter 12, and then the whole entire chapter of 13. It says, now I will show you the most excellent way. To me, when it says most excellent, that means that there's got to be a way that is less excellent if there's the most excellent way. And then chapter 13 says, if I speak in the tongues of men and angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. So it goes on to describe what love really is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, meaning we don't keep a checklist of what the person has done wrong in order to bring it back up later. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. So the most excellent way for us to operate and live our lives is through love. So may I ask everyone a question, including myself, when was the last time we showed someone love? When was the last time our actions, because love is truly an action, it is a choice. We choose whether or not we're going to operate in excellence or operate in the spirit of love. Operate in a way that is not self-seeking. Operate in a way that is not rude. Operate in a way that is not prideful. We can choose in the dealings that we have on a daily basis with every single person that we encounter, whether it's our family, whether it's through business, whether it's through sharing a kind word with someone in the checkout line, when we may be frustrated because it seems as if the checker is moving a little slow for us. We could choose to operate in love and in excellence even then, to operate in a way that's not rude, to operate in a way that's not prideful or self-seeking. So when was the last time that we chose to make sure that our behavior and our choices on a daily basis was excellent? In order for us to truly excel, in order for us to truly invest into the quality of life that we're really seeking, we have to be willing to make the hard choices sometimes to operate in love. On a daily basis, for my job, I have to remind myself that in a lot of different situations, it's not me. A lot of times I have to work through my lunch break. I usually get an hour for lunch, but there's many days where I don't even get 10 to 15 minutes for lunch because I help people that are victims of violent crimes. A lot of the people that are coming into me, I do legal advocacy. They're coming into me because they have been victimized. Some of them have been brutally victimized on a physical level, so I can still see the scars. I can still see the bruising. Some of them are still, I can still see the blood. And so I have to make a choice to not think about, I'm not going to lunch today. I have to make a choice to not think about, that means I'm going to have to work late today, because I need to operate in excellence to a manner where it's not about me. It's not me being self-seeking and thinking about what Cassandra needs right now. It's about what can I do to show this person love, to show them compassion, to show them that they are the most important thing at that particular moment. So I challenge each and every one of us on a daily basis to make sure that we are operating in excellence, that we are putting someone else's needs and their feelings before ours. Even when we're doing in business dealings, are we basically more or less trying to be self-seeking? Are we trying to undercut someone to a point where it's going to literally hurt them? I'm not talking about not being business savvy, but I'm talking about making sure that we are not being self-seeking or rude or prideful in our dealings on a daily basis. So my challenge to you is to make sure that you're operating in excellence in every decision that you choose to do. You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone, and good night.
Oh. use your mind for increase. Increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase, touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Radio.